Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tony Scott. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dave McNally. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting third. The center fielder, Bake McBride. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. And now, play ball. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott scores. Foley moves to second. It's 1-0, Expos. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foley scores. Manguel moves to third. Carter moves to second. It's 2-0, Expos. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. McBride moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McBride moves to third. Smith moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is called out on strikes. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. Two outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foley strikes out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manguel takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manguel. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Manguel steals second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mackinnon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mackinnon. Brock moves to second. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-1 in the game. Sizemore bunts towards the mound. McNally fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brock moves to third. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it and throws to second for the out. Brock scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, Expos. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. McBride moves to second. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish juggles the ball. That's an error on Parrish. McBride scores. Simmons moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Expos, 2, Cardinals, 2. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mäkinen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mäkinen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish bunts towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Sizemore covering, for the out. Carter moves to third. Mäkinen moves to second. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reitz hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Foley reaches second base with a double. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Manguel is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-2 in the game. Foote hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Foley moves to third. Jorgensen moves to second. Pete Mäkinen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Foley scores. Jorgensen moves to third. Carter moves to second. It's 3-2, Expos. Pete Mäkinen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mäkinen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mäkinen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sizemore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Scott. Sizemore reaches second base with a double. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a line drive into right field. Carter picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Carter. Sizemore scores. It's Expos, 3, Cardinals, 3. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally fires to first and picks off McBride. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Cardinals. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 2 in the game. McNally takes first base on ball 4. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Expos 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reitz hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Manguel strikes out. 1 out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 3 in the game. Foote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Expos 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sizemore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McBride hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sizemore moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley misplays the ball. That's an error on Foley. Sizemore moves to third. Smith moves to second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Foley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mackinnon strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Dave McNally. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Jerry White pinch runs for Larry Biotner. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Scott reaches second base with a double. Parrish scores. White goes all the way around to score. Scott moves to third. It's 5-4, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wrights hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Bob Gibson. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Expos will come to bat. Elias Sosa now pitching. Mike Tyson now playing shortstop. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Manghul hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manghul moves to second. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-4 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson misplays the ball. That's an error on Tyson. Manghul moves to third. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-4, Expos. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mackanin hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Sizemore strikes out. Foot drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Sizemore out. Two outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McBride strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 8, and St. Louis Cardinals, 4. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.